5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, May 12th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the high cost of everything. New inflation numbers came out yesterday, Wednesday, and after March's surge in consumer prices, analysts figured things would begin to slow down just a little bit. They expected an 8.1% increase year over year. Instead, inflation came in at 8.5% over a year ago. Increases in the indices for shelter, food, airline fares, new cars were the largest contributors to the seasonally adjusted consumer price index. Indices for medical care, recreation, household furnishings also increased in April. Some of the highlights or lowlights, if you will, food at home index rose 10.8% over a year ago, the largest 12-month increase since the period ending November of 1980. The index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs up 14.3% over a year ago, the largest increase for a 12-month period since May of 1979. The index for airline fares continued to rise sharply, increasing 18.6% over a year ago in April. That's the largest increase since the inception of this series of this statistics since 1983. Meanwhile, U.S. retail gasoline and diesel prices at the pump hit a new record, according to AAA. Soaring fuel prices coming 3 weeks before the summer driving season officially kicks off. This is a challenge for the Biden administration. Bad economic news usually doesn't bode well for the party in power during an election cycle. Across the board, fuel prices at record highs. New data showing the average price for a gallon of gasoline at $4.37 a gallon as of Tuesday. Diesel fuel hit a new record of $5.50 a gallon. High gasoline prices affects consumers, but high diesel batters the industrial economy because diesel fuel, the lifeblood of the nation's transportation system, and you got to move goods from manufacturer to market or from farm to market as well. Now, California, their bold move toward an EV revolution, electric vehicle revolution, by eliminating the sale of gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles by 2035, have hit a bit of a snag in liberal utopian San Francisco. It's the land of the woke and the home of the violently uninclusive. A recent report found that fully 25%, one out of every four EV charging stations in the San Francisco Bay Area, are out of order. California is the largest auto market in the U.S. It is the 10th largest auto market globally. The state's power grid is unreliable as fossil fuel plants have been taken offline too soon. Unreliable solar and wind power just can't keep up with the demand that used to be met by fossil fuel plants. This has caused a jump in electric rates in California. It now costs, at some points, cost almost as much to recharge an EV as it does to fill a gasoline-powered vehicle. And President Biden's solution, as we heard in his speech Tuesday, his solution for rising prices is to slam Republicans for blocking his plan to spend even more money, which would put more money into circulation and, of course, cause prices to go up even further. Topic number 4, moving on. Russia. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told Congress Tuesday that in the view of U.S. spy agencies, Russia's President Vladimir Putin is gearing up for a prolonged conflict in Ukraine. I would suggest that this is actually what Western political elites want, a quagmire in Ukraine, tying up Russia and weakening Russia's military and President Putin. Russia, according to Haines, looking for control of Ukraine's southern coast to cut off Ukraine from the Black Sea. That is probably true, from the Donbass in the east to Transnistria in the west. Now, that's that breakaway region in eastern Moldova, just on Ukraine's western border. It appears Russia trying to connect those regions to Russia itself. Haines also called the situation in Ukraine as Russia's military conflict with Ukraine and the West. Note those words, and the West. This is an apparent acknowledgement of America's role in this conflict. In the eyes of Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, the West is already, quote, essentially going to war with Russia through a proxy, end quote. Meanwhile, we note that Boris Johnson, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, has signed a deal with Sweden, sort of almost a mini NATO, where if Sweden is attacked, the UK would come to Sweden's aid. And of course, if UK gets drawn into a conflict with Russia over Sweden and its application to join NATO, Article 5 of the NATO Charter is triggered, which would then obligate other NATO members, including the US and Canada, to go to war for Sweden, even though Sweden is not officially. This is sort of a backdoor entry for Sweden into NATO. Meanwhile, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said in his latest comments regarding the Donbass, he invoked Crimea, which has been under Kremlin control since 2014, due to a popular referendum back in 2014, backed by the Kremlin, of course. He says this is a model for what could happen regarding the city of Kherson, which is now under Russian control. Peskov said it would be up to the local residents and that the process of any future referendum to join the Russian Federation would be absolutely clear and legitimate. Now, that's likely to draw criticism from politicians here in the West as to how clear and legitimate it might be. Just remember that our 2022 or 2020 presidential election was the most transparent and fair in American history. Topic number three, Israel. The coalition headed by Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid has survived by the skin of its proverbial teeth. The Likud party Wednesday pulled its bill to dissolve the Knesset after Ra'am party Mansour Abbas, on screen behind me here, announced that his party will return to the coalition and fulfill its related obligations. No word as to what deal was made by Bennett and Lapid behind the scenes to keep the Ra'am party on board. With Ra'am's four ministers of the Knesset, MKs, the coalition is back to a 60-60 seat parity with the opposition party led by Likud and Benjamin Netanyahu. This foils Likud's party or the opposition bid to pass on a preliminary reading a bill to dissolve the Knesset and force new elections. Had they brought the bill and it failed, they would not have been able to bring the bill again for 6 months. In a statement released after Abbas's announced return to the coalition, Netanyahu attacked both Abbas's loyalty to the coalition and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's record on security. Now, things got a little heated when far-right MK Itamar Ben-Gvir of the Religious Zionism Party opted to deliver similar criticism in person during Abbas's press conference. This set off a shouting match between Ben-Gvir and the four MKs from the Ra'am party that lasted several minutes. MK Iman Khatib Yassin yelled for Ben-Gvir to go away, which Ben-Gvir did as he was forcibly removed from the scene by Knesset security. Ra'am party, by the way, has been polling poorly in the last week. If elections were held now, Ra'am would not even send a single minister to the Knesset. But the larger issue that Abbas faces is internal division in the party, which has been exacerbated by several weeks of heightened tensions over the Temple Mount. Topic number two, disinformation governance. Big Sister is watching. In a newly released video clip, Joe Biden's disinformation czar, Nina Jankowicz, demands that trustworthy, verified people like her be given the power to edit other people's tweets, making Twitter more like Wikipedia. Seriously. She wants the power to go in and edit other people's tweets to cut down on disinformation being spread out there, and asserting that she was eligible for this kind of oversight role because she's verified by Twitter. Jankowicz then bemoaned the fact that there are people on Twitter with different opinions than her who also have the blue checkmark of verification who shouldn't be verified because they're not trustworthy. Anyway, Jankowicz then provided an example of where such editing would be beneficial, claiming that this was a non-political example. And then she pointed out President Trump tweeting about voter fraud. Non-political. Of course, Twitter already puts warnings on tweets like that. But now Jankowicz wants approved regime propagandists like her to be empowered to insert their own narrative on other people's timelines. That is her, by the way, top right on the screen. Notice that a couple of other people on this call are wearing masks on a Zoom call. Just pro tip, you cannot catch computer viruses. If you're alone in the room, it's perfectly safe to go mask-free. Coming up, speaking of viruses, COVID is surging again, and you'll never guess where. That's next on 5 and 10.
Yeah. recently in my alone time with God, I started to reread the Gospels. I started this with no commentaries and no study notes. It was just me sitting at the feet of the Father, waiting for the Holy Spirit to teach me whatever it is He wanted me to know. During this period, I rediscovered the beauty of the Gospels, something I've always heard but never truly felt within my spirit until this time. After several weeks, the Holy Spirit began to reveal more and more to me. This story is but one of those revelations. Midway through my journey, I found myself in the wilderness. It was in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke that I began to read of the wilderness temptation of Christ. What followed this account would open my eyes to a shocking fingerprint left by Satan that exposed his direct abuse of humans in his dark plans. What I am about to bring to you is some of the most compelling evidence of Satan not only outright attacking humanity as a tool used by God for their testing, but also Satan influencing humans directly to enact his will on this earth in what I begin to refer to as Satan's opportune time. But before we expose the darkness of the enemy, our journey begins in the Judean wilderness.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, The Unveiling. Register now. Scan the QR code or log on to DefenderConference.com.
Topic number one today, reality is a harsh mistress. This is information based on corporate media published data, the New York Times. In other words, not right-wing anti-vax conspiracy theorists. A list of the top 10 states in the United States, excluding territories, by full vaccination percentage, taking that list and comparing it to the top 10 list of new COVID cases, 7-day rolling average, per capita, per 100,000. Surprisingly, 8 out of the 10 with the highest per capita rates of new COVID infection are also the most highly vaccinated states. Shock! Who could have predicted such a thing? The top 3 matched the top 3, the top 7 matched the top 7. 8 out of 10 on the highest infection rate are the most vaccinated. Just asking now, what kind of drug is it that does exactly the opposite of what is promised? And by the way, just to illustrate the point that reality is a harsh mistress, we note this headline. The Late Show, hosted by Stephen Colbert, paused indefinitely after host Stephen Colbert exhibits symptoms consistent with a recurrence of COVID-19. The image up here is during the little song and dance number featured on The Late Show some months ago called the Vax Scene, a clever little musical number in which they touted how wonderful it is to be fully jabbed and boosted. We note again, Mr. Colbert, and I wish him no harm. Pray that he recovers fully. Just, reality is a harsh mistress. Well, Friday, the launch of Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, The Unveiling, our Defender Conference featuring more than 24 cutting-edge presentations, Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, many others. I yesterday sat in and recorded a presentation with Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson, co-authors of The Military Guide to Armageddon and a forthcoming book, The Military Guide to Disarming Deception. Especially relevant right about now, I would say. Many others here, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. Ken Johnson with some more fascinating information, Dr. Doug Petrovich with an archaeological find from southern Israel that comes right out of Joshua's conquest of Canaan. Fascinating stuff. Complete list of speakers is posted at defenderconference.com. And remember, when you sign up, you also get, as a free bonus, access to all 5 of Skywatch TV's, Skywatch Films, that is, documentaries. So take advantage of this for 90 days. You set the conference schedule. You make the speakers speak when it's convenient for you. And it all kicks off at 12:01 a.m. this Friday, 12:01 a.m. Central Time. That's UTC-5. Sign up now, defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Speaking of Skywatch Films, those are available for to access independently of the conference. Again, take advantage of the conference opportunity to watch all of them as an added bonus to the conference, but you can also purchase unlimited access, have access to these forever. The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's documentary about the UFO phenomenon, Tom Horn's jaw-dropping Secret Destiny of America, the prophetic implications of the occult symbolism in Washington, D.C., Silent Cry, the award-winning film about child trafficking, and especially trafficking for occult purposes. It is a real thing, not conspiracy or satanic panic, as it was called 30 years ago. That and much more available at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. During the month of May, our gift for your support in any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any amount, we will send you a copy of the book Redeemed Unredeemable by Tom Horn and Donna Howell. This shows how God's love, his capacity for forgiveness is beyond our understanding, beyond our capacity for forgiveness in many cases. Speaking for myself, this is an eye-opening book, and it's being used in a number of prison ministries that I'm aware of, probably more that I don't know about. Find out for yourself why this book is so important, and you name the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your gift of any amount during the month of May, we'll send this to you as our thank you. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us during regular business hours at 844-750-4985. Skywatch TV's e-magazine, always free and available now. The new May edition for the second quarter of 2022 has just been posted to the web. You can find the link to download the PDF, and it's an enhanced PDF document, so you can actually click links inside the magazine and have it take you to other pages inside the magazine. It's a pretty cool thing. You'll find the link at skywatchtv.com or scan the QR code on your screen, and the digital e-magazine archive will pop up on your mobile device browser. Take advantage of it. Skywatch TV's e-magazine, the new edition available now, skywatchtv.com. This fall, we'll be in Turkey. Sharon and I going to a land that's been on our bucket list for a while, especially as we've been deep into our study of the book of Revelation. The churches of Revelation are there. Abraham's hometown is there. There are a number of cultures there that directly impacted the Bible, including the Hittites and the Hurrians, the Horites of the Bible, come from there. There's an ancient kingdom near the ancient city of Antioch called Palestine. Yeah, it sounds like Philistine, Palestine. Same group of people. And our friend, in fact, Dr. Doug Petrovich, excavated at their capital city there. But that's just a few of the places that we will visit during our tour, October 18th through November 3rd. This will be a small tour, and we'll be joined by best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures. Find out more. The itinerary is posted online, so you get a look of where you'll go, where you'll stay, and a breakdown of costs as well. And reserve your place, skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. The next spring, we'll be blessed to return to the Holy Land as Sharon and I lead the tour along with our colleagues from Skywatch TV, the Simply His program, Donna Howell and Allie Henson, along with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porad. March 19th through 30th of 2023, put this on your calendar and join us as we go from north to south, Nazareth, the Golan Heights. Why the Golan? Because that's the ancient kingdom of Bashan. And we're finding out that that is much more important in biblical and theological history than we realized. Jesus started his ministry in Bashan. Did you know that? I didn't until last night, doing some study for a future presentation and probably a book. Why there? Well, we'll also see the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Jerusalem. We will ascend to the Temple Mount and, God willing, do some teaching on the Temple Mount. We got away with it last time. Find out more online, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, David Hebner, Hollywood veteran and producer of a brand new series that's described as CSI, Crime Scene Investigations Meets the Book of Revelation. Fascinating, like CSI meets the X-Files, but from a Christian perspective. David Hebner talks to Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team. The broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program is at skywatchtv.com/channels, but the schedule is in your control, in your hands, literally, with that remote, if you've got the Skywatch TV channel for Roku or Apple TV. It's free to add. We've got instructions to do it at the website, or you could just download our free mobile app and cast the video content from your mobile device, your phone or tablet, up to your television. If you've got a relatively recent smart TV, Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay will help you get that video to your TV without any wires. And the apps are free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire devices. Links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find it in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.